I have not bypassed or forgotten anyone. And to those that have been faithfully serving me, faithfully giving their time, faithfully eating their bread with quietness, faithfully striving to do the will that I have given them to the best of their ability, I will make sure that I exalt you in due season. For I said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and I will exalt you. No one else holds your exaltation. No one else can do what I want to do in your life. No one else can promote you to the ways and places that I want to promote you to. Only I can. And in humility, I find many of you, and it pleases my heart. In humility, I find many of you that are being submissive, that are saying yes, that are following me with every step, with every ounce, that they're following me into everything that I'm leading them into, and I say it pleases my heart, and I will make sure that I exalt you to everything I have promised. Everything that I have promised you and the visions and the words that I have showed you, I will make sure they come to pass in your life. So strive to be obedient. Strive to say yes. And for those that have been disobedient, I say come. For I have not turned my back. I have not given up. I have not left you. I have continually worked with you, and I say come. Come be obedient to me. Listen to me. Think not that the little instructions that I gave you that you have not been obedient to, that I've forgotten about. For in those little things that I've asked you to do that you haven't done, it's going to produce great change in your life. So follow me into these little things, and it'll lead you into more things with me. And know that I have grace for you to move forward today. I'm not condemning you, but I do bring conviction, and I ask you to repent and follow me. For when I'm speaking and you think it's insignificant, those thoughts are coming from the enemy. For anything that I tell you to do is not insignificant. It has everything to do with the will that I'm working in your life. So come to me. I have grace and I have mercy. And for many, I will bring new instructions. For many, I will bring new things into their lives, new direction, a path that has not been walked yet that might seem very intimidating, because what I will ask you to do, you cannot do in your own ability, but I ask that you follow me into these places, because I will make sure that I strengthen you. I will make sure that I give you everything you need to complete it. Don't be surprised when the direction that comes your way is too big for you to do. For I am the God that empowers with all grace and mercy. I am your Father that loves you. Don't lose heart. Continue to fellowship with me. Continue to be obedient to me. Continue to say yes whenever I say come. For I'm training many and equipping many. And the equipping to the gift that's on your life that you've received, you don't even realize yet. Because I've been able to build beyond what you can see. I've been able to take you higher than what you can see. So continue to be faithful. Continue to walk with me. For I will exalt you in due time. Because in your humility, you will find my grace working in your life.